Hey, Dan, 2 years in a row, it's really uncanny in some ways. Yeah. Ends on the eighth game for you. Just your thoughts.
Well, I mean, it's been a lot of work up until this point. Obviously, it takes so much effort to prepare and be competitive and try to win every night in the Western Hockey League. And you see the parity. I mean, look at the two games this weekend against us in Vancouver. And, you know, there's always that kind of running joke, well, it'd be nice to go 68-0, but it's probably not going to happen. So, you know, you're going to lose one every once in a while. It's a matter of how you respond to it. And get a good rest tonight. I'm sure Vancouver will get a good rest tonight as well. That was their 3rd and 3, and they played really hard. And we'll reset and recover tomorrow and start building for Wednesday.
A lot of shots against tonight, but looking at it, 2 posts in the second period, all those shots, Griffin seemed to see a lot of them. Is that sort of the message to the guys that could have gone easily your way?
That's a great point. You know, the scoring chances we had, especially in the second, I thought were high quality, and towards the end of the third with the 2 posts. So those were quality scoring chances for sure. I think you're right. Griff did see the puck very well tonight. The defense did a pretty good job keeping things to the outside. I think we still gave them too many entries, you know, as far as our puck management could have been better for sure. But you're right. The shot volume isn't always indicative of the quality of scoring chances.
Yeah. About the puck management, a lot of turnovers this weekend. You obviously want to tighten that up.
Yeah, 100%, Cleve, you're right. And interestingly, I thought, you know, in the first 5 minutes of the game or so, that wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
And that's when we had the majority of the possession and got the lead and all those kinds of things. After that, it changed a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's on me. I want to be really clear on that. That's my responsibility to make sure that everyone understands the game plan and how to manage the puck. And if that's not executed, that's on the coach, not the players.
How do you counter what they do, which is their counter, so well? I mean, their breakout and their transition game. Obviously, they caught you flat-footed a few times this
weekend. Yeah, that's true. The way you counter the counter is you don't give them the puck. And so, again, I take responsibility for that. We need to make sure we're build up better prepared in that way as far as how we manage the puck, and that's my responsibility.
Both games this weekend, 3-2 scores. Last night going to overtime, tonight didn't require overtime. What would you say the major differences between the two games were?
I would say special teams. You know, the turnovers, the point Cleve made is a valid one. We probably turned over even a little bit more tonight. But last night, we had the majority of the power plays. It was 5-2 for us. Tonight, they did. I think it was maybe 6-3, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. So that's a huge swing. Going back to the shot volume, that really affects the shot volume and the scoring chances as well. So I think that's probably the biggest factor.
Just your thoughts on now looking ahead to Swift Current. I know you don't believe in trap games, but that's one, obviously, that the guys might be looking, you know, beyond for the weekend. But how do you get them up again for the Wednesday midweek game?
Right. Personally, I don't think they'll look beyond this one, partly because of the loss tonight.
Yeah.
So that's going to really, you know, motivate everybody. But secondly, it's the defending champs coming in. And I know it's a different year and different players and all those kinds of things, but the champs are the champs. So you always are going to get up to play a team like that coming in.